Blog Talk Radio.
In the night, I hear them talk, the coldest story ever told. Somewhere far along this road, he lost his soul to a woman so heartless. How could you be so heartless? How could you be so heartless?
I kill a fool, energetically lyrical. Scientists gotta measure my bars and kilojoules. Oh, I'm back getting my thug on. Kanye, this beat too hard for a love song. Yeah, I rip a mic cause I spit it right. Play Superman and get Lex Luthor with kryptonite. Yikes, better choose how you pick your fight. Cause you don't wanna be next motherfucker I victimize. I run rap laps around you little guys. You are just an artist, I'm a motherfucking enterprise. You ain't no boy ass damn bitch.
You'll never find nobody better than me.
Born like 23, found moody crowd with a mic, I use telepathy. I simplify my flow like sesame. ST dot for you dum-dums especially. Oh, I can bring it back up to where it happened to be, but that level to turn your lights off like Teddy P. I'm so free as a prison release state. Words as colorful as a Thanksgiving dinner plate. Hey, the world's getting more colder each day. Let me explain on the new page. A little boy lost his hope, lost his soul. Crack baby, mama kicked him out of Target.
Lush live in the building, shutting it down like I always do, man. You know I'm here in the building rocking it. We're going to have your man DJ Crazy Eddie from the Zulu Nation throwing it down live on Lush Radio Online. This is how we do. 1, 2, rock with me now. Holla at your girl, Lushy Lush. We are in the building, man, for real. You know what I'm saying? We doing that 1, 2, and I'm rocking with you. Because it ain't about me, it's about the people. Yo, what's up with your man Kanye West talking about he want less fans and he want to pose naked? Dog, you're not sexy enough to pose naked. What are you talking about? Let's pay some bills.
Yo, want to get your stunning shades on? Want to get the hottest glasses worldwide exclusive? Holla at Rooly.com, www.rooly.com. Holla at them official sponsors of Lush Radio. It's not a game. I got my stunning shades on, and I'm doing my 1-2, man. Holla at Rooly.com. It's not a game. Go check out the website, man. You're going to be impressed. Tell them Lush sent you, man. It's not a game, man. I got my stutter game on. Do you?
It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com or email them at E2KMagazine@gmail.com, man. It's nothing. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it.
Like I said, man, yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, shutting it down. You already know, man. And you know I give you nothing but the hot exclusive interviews, man, giving y'all everybody from DJs to business owners, from artists to old and new to old school. Had y'all pop locking and crip walking. This how we do, your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, shutting it down. Today, we have an exclusive interview with your man, Deep Crazy Eddie. Man from Zulu Nation that's about to shut it down and drop some juice on y'all people. Holla at your girl. Let's go to the lines. What it do, what it do, what it do, fam?
What's up, Lush?
Nothing much, man. Digging in the scene on the gangster lane like I always do, my dude.
Yeah, I know that's right. I know that's right.
Oh, I got something for you, man. I got something for you. I got to give you a traditional Lush Radio welcome, my dude.
I appreciate it.
There you go. There you go. Before we get down to the nitty-gritty, my dude, go ahead and do your shout-outs, you know, pay your bills. Do you want to, player?
Yeah, I just want to give a shout-out to the International DJ Trade Association that's tuned in, all the DJs that's out there, you know what I'm saying, trying to do it big for 2009. My man King Assassin, Mr. Too Big Entertainment out of Louisville, Kentucky, Novocaine, D Black, Yang Yang Twins, Twista, Do or Die, the list go on and on and on. Just want to definitely give my props out there to all the people who, you know, been standing by my side, Africa Bambaataa, you know, Jazzy J, and so forth. But, you know, that's what's up.
That's what's up, man. Man, you one of those original OGs, my dude. So, man, you've been in the game, you know, since it started, you know, since it's gone through its evolutions, man. How do you feel, you know, hip-hop has changed for you? And, you know, and who have you broken, and who do you see, you know, coming back in 09?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I've been doing this since 73 with Bambaataa. You know, after we did that little movie, B Street, coming down to the South in 1986 after my group of breakdancers had did their little thing for President Reagan on inauguration on national television. You know, I had the opportunity to work with the Cash Money, the No Limits, the Helter Skelter, the whole Death Row camp, you know, Mac 10, you know, Ghetto Boys, man, the list goes so deep, you know, on all the artists and everything I had a chance to actually work with, you know, by coming to the South and having my own TV show for a whole year, you know, that catered to independent artists, you know, representing, you know, their own original music with the local comedians and cooks that would share these recipes for a whole year when I was down there in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it was just a privilege to work with the Lil Boosie, Webby, Twista, Do or Die, you know, everybody who was just dropping it like it was hot, you know, in that era, you know, when, you know, they was doing their thing. You know, as far as the true hip-hop, you know, I got to give props to my people, you know, Common, you know, my man Rampage and everything. And some of the artists that I'm working with, like, right now, like D Black and stuff, you know, that, you know, that's actually taking the lyrical content, you know, and bringing it back to the true form of hip-hop.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's what it is, huh?
So as I... as I work with these upcoming artists now, you know, I tell them that the lyrical content means a whole lot. And, you know, the lyrical content is what, you know, what true hip-hop was all about in our era. You know, having fun, you know, it wasn't about the money situation. It was about, you know, good times, you know, letting it be heard, you know, that people could understand and relate to the everyday struggles that, you know, a lot of us was going through in that era. So, you know, I'm seeing a twist in that. I'm seeing that actually taking place and coming back.
That's what it is. Who do you see? Who do you want us to, you know, who do you see us, like, really keeping an eye out for in the 09?
Oh, wow. Yeah. My man D Black, you know what I'm saying? You definitely have to keep an eye out for him. I mean, it was just a blessing to run into this brother and just listen to, you know, almost 6 albums already completed. And, you know, I got him networked with a lot of other artists that everybody needs to be on the lookout for, like the Novocaine, Dukes of DeVille that signed with Capitol Records. They're doing real big things. They got 3 songs in different, you know, TV commercials. Bosco, you know, from Rochester, New York, who's making the, you know, definitely making the comeback. You know, he had a lot of material in a lot of movie soundtracks. And people just wasn't too familiar with him. So now that, you know, I'm working with him, I'm creating that internet presence where everybody can know who Bosco is as an artist, as well as the Novocaine and D-Black, Dukes of DeVille, you know, the Yang Yang Twins. We're about to launch their website. You know, they're coming back out with something new. Who else? Twista's definitely coming out with another one. And my man D'Angelo just signed with Jay Records. So he's coming out with a new one in February. So, you know, I'm looking forward to, you know, working with these brothers. That's definitely going to make a big impact in 09.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. What was your inspiration? What inspired you to even become a DJ? And was the DJ the first thing you started off, or did you come in the game with another thing?
You know, I was a gangster, you know, back in the days, and you know, the Disco Twins was from Astoria Projects, and the Disco Brothers was from Queensbridge, and, you know, Eric B. and Rakim. You know, we used to have the big battles in the park, you know, the sound systems. We used to compete with sound systems, and, you know, I used to have a big old afro, you know, back in my age. You know, the big old afro standing on top of the speakers while that wind was just blowing through my hair, pretty boy. And, you know, the Twins was like, man, we need somebody to battle Eric B, you know. And, you know, I wasn't too into, you know, I would practice with the Disco Twins in the, you know, in their basement. And from there, you know, I just started, you know, spinning the records like crazy, you know. And whenever we would battle and the Twins would go up against the Disco Brothers, I would go up against Eric B. So,
wow.
You know, that was, you know, the fundamentals back then of just, you know, battling one another, you know, at that era. And, you know, that's when I basically bumped into Africa Bambaataa. You know, DJ wasn't, you know, really my thing because, you know, I was more on the gangster side. And, you know, a brother like that took the time out to unite brothers like myself, anybody that was out there, you know, dealing drugs or killing, breakdancing, rapping, the whole 9 yards to formulate the Zulu Nation. And united all of us from stopping one of us from killing one another. So, you know, I definitely give props for Bam, because if it wasn't for Africa Bambaataa, it wouldn't be me. You know, I wouldn't be here today. And a lot of other brothers who's in the industry, like the LL Cool J's and the Dougie Fresh and, you know, KRS-One and a lot of other brothers that, you know, basically went their own direction with hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it was just a blessing, you know, and, you know, I got more into the market. I got more into the business side of it after leaving New York in 86 after we did that movie B Street and, you know, started my own TV shows and started, you know, doing a lot of promotions, opened up a SoundScan retail store, was the music director for KRRQ Citadel Broadcasting in Lafayette, Louisiana. And, you know, it was, like I said, you know, it was just a blessing that I was able to get on the business side of things compared to what it was growing up, you know, watching you back up in New York, because it was, I mean, really, really, really hard times during that era. And, you know, by BAM uniting all of us and we all coming together to stand as a whole, really, you know, opened the doors of opportunities for everybody.
That's what's up. That's what's up. You know, being a DJ, you know what I'm saying? Hey, y'all go through hardships, y'all go through ups and downs. What was your biggest adversity being a DJ, being in the game?
You know, just stay on the top of things, you know. You know, being a DJ, you know, you're always looking forward to having a hot record, working with individuals that, you know, and not, in that era, people have respect for the DJs. Today, people don't have respect for the DJs, you know, and that's why I formulated the International DJ Trade Association, which is a union. We're not a record pool. We're not a coalition. And, you know, what we're doing is we're providing benefits. We're trying to get those DJs that's having those hard times better brand themselves, you know, enjoy the benefits of having insurance for their equipment, insurance for themselves, brokerage prices for print, you know, CD duplication, website development. I mean, all sort, a whole bunch of things that we're offering, you know, to DJs out there. And then we're working on the exchange program where a lot of our overseas DJs like DJ Dollar Bill in Germany and DJ L up in Sweden that was on 106 in Park, you know, swapping out, you know, with some of the DJs in the United States to give a DJ an opportunity to go overseas and enjoy making $4,000 or $5,000 compared to actually making $200 or $300 here in the United States. So, you know, I just, you know, felt like it was needed, you know. I know they had this big thing called the Million DJ March up in Washington, D.C. It didn't make no sense. There wasn't no organization. And, you know, I just hate for someone to, again, take advantage of the DJs. And that's what that whole situation was about. So, you know, I had...
I didn't really understand that whole thing because somebody had, like, put me onto it. But I was like, first they said it was going on, then they said it wasn't going on, and it just ain't make sense. Like, why was the DJs coming over there, but they didn't really make no purpose of why they really was going out there, and it just ain't make sense to me for real.
Yeah, I mean, it was the whole purpose of A. Shaw, who's not a DJ, who's not in the industry at all, not having any relations to being a DJ or understanding the DJ's needs, was trying to formulate a union, but she went away to the day of the event to try to create a union. You know, I mean, that didn't make any sense, you know, because a lot of us, you know, don't have the financial resources to go all the way to Washington, D.C. to find out what it's going to take to create a union. And then, you know, her whole sole purpose was, you know, she had a lot of independent acts that was paying her money to come out there. So it was more of a showcase than anything. And we can do that in our own backyard. So, you know, I had to reach out to 6,000 of my brother DJs that, you know, I can reach out to and, you know, let them know, hey, this don't make no sense. You know, she's not, you know, collaborating about, you know, who's on the board, you know, what kind of structure is there, what kind of benefits was available. It's like she was just waiting to do all this out there and bring all these different entities involved to try to create a union, and, you know, and there just wasn't no structure. So, you know, it didn't happen the way it was supposed to. It was canceled while it was out there. So a lot of the people that was co-signing for this event, you know, felt ridiculous because of the fact that, you know, they shut it down from the yard, from actually having it on a lawn, and they had to take it to a little venue to try to pull it off. But all the brothers that came out there that can sit down with the DJ to provide the information about insurances and all the, you know, elements that it was going to take to create a union, you know, just felt like it was a waste of their time. So nothing was accomplished from that, you know. So that's why you don't hear too much about the A. Shaw and the Million DJ March situation anymore, because, you know, brother like myself, as an elder, you know, I feel it's my responsibility to shut things down like that, that try to emerge if it doesn't make sense for the DJs.
And that's the truth, man. And I pray that hopefully they try to, or somebody else tries to do it again this year, but at least they have a little bit more structure, because it just was like really crazy. Too many things was like too many hearsay, too much stuff was going on behind that whole thing, and it just ain't make sense to me. That's why I just ain't want to involve myself in the situation. The movement meant well, but it didn't come out like it was supposed to, you know?
No, it didn't, and that's why we started the International DJ Trade Association. That's why benefits are available. We do have paid members, and the membership is constantly growing, because all we're asking for is $50 for a whole year, and all these DJs are enjoying the benefits that's available for air travel, rental cars, hotel. Whatever the needs are, it's our responsibility to provide those type of benefits. So now that, you know, we decide to do a march, you know, it wouldn't be in Washington, D.C. for one thing, because I feel once our members 3,000 DJs, then, you know, we can sit there in front of Capitol Records or Universal Records and try to get a better understanding and a better working relationship between the DJs, you know, and these labels, you know, that's spending millions and millions of dollars on radio and SoundScan. You know, they used to do the street promotions, but they cut that out because street promotions wasn't really working. Well, people who was working 5 or 6 projects, and they'll take your product and throw it in the trash. But here you got DJs in a nightclub breaking your record, so it's only right that you sit there and give them, you know, anywhere from $500 to $2,500, depending on the size of their venue, and give them the promotional product to give away to the listening audience that's there partying with them those nights. You know, so these are the type of things that, you know, we have to sit down and come together in numbers to say, hey, enough is enough. You know, you got to recognize who we are. We break your records. You know, you don't pay us a dime. And some of these leaders or some of these coalitions are, you know, making that kind of bread, but their DJs are still hungry. You know, so, you know, as becoming a member of the International DJ Trade Association, you could be a leader, you could be an individual DJ, you can be down with a squad or a coalition. And once we get those numbers to where we need to get them at, I mean, everybody's going to be paid, you know, because even if they join the International DJ Trade Association right now, there's benefits to where DJs can make their $50 plus, you know, in the first week they join, you know, once they get the codes and the information they need to start enjoying the benefits that's available for them.
Oh, and let them know, because you got the whole deal in regards to when they join. They get the code with the what's that, 24/7 print or something like that. They got
72-hour print is, you know, the DJs get brokers' prices, so they're able to resell, wholesale, or retail. You know what I'm saying? A lot of DJs do mixtapes. A lot of DJs work with independent artists and everything that needs flyers, that needs CD inserts, that might need business cards and stuff like that. Where the DJs is making their money back immediately, you know, just on a profit margin on their brokers' prices. And then we got the CD duplication. I mean, we're getting CD duplication with the vinyl sleeves, the thermo print, and everything for 32 cents. You know, the average CD manufacturer is selling anywhere from 60 cents to a dollar per CD, you know. So, I mean, the benefits is constantly being added on, and as time goes by, we're still adding more benefits on the table as we keep negotiating, you know, more deals with, you know, other entities and corporations who's willing to provide more benefits for our DJs, because they know that they need the business for one thing, and then who better else is there to promote that product? The DJ.
That's the truth. And see, you know, and I had a conference before. And I talked and I said, you know, the relationship between the DJ and artist, man, you know, a lot of these artists come in the game and they don't understand. You need to build a strong relationship with your DJ, because if you build a strong relationship with the DJ, your DJ will rock with you. Because, you know, DJs, the original DJs with loyalty, you know what I'm saying? And if you build a strong rapport with your DJ will definitely shop you to another DJ that's within his network if you build a strong relationship with him. But most of these cats, you know, got their mind messed up and come to the DJ at a wrong way, man. Tell us the wildest thing an artist has done to you, you know, that's actually tried to, you know, present you with their stuff. Like, tell us the wildest situation.
So the craziest thing is bringing stuff that's not mastered. That's one of the biggest thing. And then coming with this attitude like you got to play this, you know, their music. You know, we ain't got to play nothing, you know. I mean, it's a way you approach a DJ, you know. And it's only with respect because you would want respect in return. So catch them on their off time or something, you know what I'm saying? When they're not doing nothing, reach out to them by email or by phone. And let them know, hey, I'm such and such, you know, and I have a nice product, you know, I like to get your feedback on it. So this way it can get a proper response. You know, a lot of artists today, I mean, like, I done been through a whole lot, you know, working with independents that went major, you know. Go major and everything, you help them go major, and you're forgotten about it. When they used to get them a gig for $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, they coming to your city because you done sat there and got them hot. You done got them that paycheck, and all they want to do is come by you and let you take a picture, and that's it. Now, you know, you think they would say, well, man, we appreciate it, man. Boom, let me take you to the mall, take you shopping, or here's a G, man, you know what I'm saying, to pay your car note, your rent, whatever. Keep doing the good work, and, you know, and I'm going to always come back through here every time you book me for a show, you know what I'm saying, to give you, you know, a little something for making it happen, you know. And that's just it don't happen like that anymore. So that's why when I work with these artists now, I educate them and mold them, you know, on the A&R side of, you know, building a relationship with a DJ. If a DJ is getting you paid shows and getting you a nice purse, it's only right that you sit there and you break them off. You know what I'm saying? So this way they can constantly keep bringing you back to that market and get paid. Because I know when we was out there with Lil Flip, I mean, sometimes we would do a show in the same market four or five times that money, 10 grand a show, you know. So it's a lot of things like that. I mean, a lot of things really need to be addressed, and these DJs need to start standing up for their rights, you know, because bottom line is, you know, they breaking these records, and the record companies and these independents ain't giving them a dime besides giving them a hot record, because when the DJ hear a hot record, the first thing they want to do is say, man, I'm going to throw this in the mix, you know, and make it happen for that particular artist. But if the artist don't got no respect for that DJ to say that, look, man, I appreciate you showing me that love, man. What is it that I can do for you? Can I promote you as a DJ on my mixtape? Can I get you the host? Can I do something for you? A lot of that needs to be, you know, really addressed to these artists. You know, that was the purpose of, you know, really trying to unite these DJs together so we can start standing strong as a whole in numbers to where we can control what we want to play and how we, you know, how we're going to play it and how we're going to work with these artists, you know, independent or major. So, I mean, it's been a rocky road when it comes down to sitting there and breaking these records, you know, like we do.
And that's what it is. And I got to send a shout-out real quick to you know, Scooty, you know what I'm saying, and Platinum, 3 Platinum Underground that's listening in, you know, and they doing they want to. They got Blog Talk Show. They came to come support and show some love. And other people in the chat room, you know what I mean? You know, thank you for supporting and everything. You got your man DJ Crazy Eddie live in the building, part of Zulu Nation, you know, and the International Trade Association of DJs doing this one, too. Make sure you support that movement because he is doing this thing in the building. So make sure you support Crazy Eddie and your man in the chat room, 3 Platinum Underground. Well, like I'm saying, man, Eddie, You know, I heard from another DJ, you know, he said, man, this artist came up to him and gave him a CD that he wrote his name on, man. What's up with that, man?
I mean, and it's just simple things like that. If you're going to burn your own music, at least have the respect of going to Office Max or somewhere and get some CD labels and, you know, get the little CD to actually put the program where you can actually print your information. Just writing on these CDs and stuff like that. I mean,
can
that's I mean, we're in 2009. You know, we're not talking, you know, 1985 and stuff like that. You know, we're talking about technology. You know, that's why, you know, we're really making a change in the industry because the internet is taking over. The technology is taking over. That's why I'm able to be successful and still break records with the Novocaine, the Bosco, the D Black, the Dukes of DeVille with Capital, the Yang Yang Twins, Twister, Do or Die. So, I mean, you know, we're able to make a serious impact in the industry, but at the same time, you know, we manufacture our product, you know, our merchandise in the right way. You know, I mean, if you're expecting to sell your merchandise, your CDs, it's only right that you invest a little money to make it right. Don't just come out and have a bunch of burnt discs and everything to where you just got your name scribble scrabbles on there, your phone number and stuff like that, because, you know, a real DJ is not going to even accept that. They're going to just say, okay, I'm, you know, get a chance and listen to it. But at the same time, when he take that CD and put it in his case or something, who's to say the number or the name are going to rub off?
And
you know?
That's true.
So, you know, just you know, common sense, you know what I'm saying? Get some labels, you know what I'm saying? Press them up the right way. Go through it. There's so many manufacturers out there that's doing CD duplication for a good price, and they're doing the thermal print and everything. So, you know, like I said, even for my DJs, I mean, they get them at 32 cents with the sleeves and the thermal print and everything with their pictures, graphics, whatever they want on the CD. So there's other places out there to do CD duplication, and all it takes is for you to do a little research. Get on the internet, Google CD duplication. You know, there's multiple sites that does this, that provide these type of services, and for the low, you know what I'm saying? And it makes sense, and it is only going to make you look more professional. In this business here, you have to be on a professional level. That's why a lot of these major labels don't even sit there and fool with your product unless you're sending out, you know, a professional package, biography, press kit, you know, and finished product manufactured the right way. Then they might take that time out to acknowledge your package and stuff. But if you're just sending a CD with some scribble scrabble on it, you know, and your name and your address, it's going straight into the trash.
That's what it is. See, y'all be wondering why they don't be trying. You have to come and see, you can spend $200 on some kicks, but you're not going to spend $200 or more on your branding and your product or something that you so-called say you believe in. That's the problem, artists. You got to really brand yourself, and you really need to stop faking and half-cutting on stuff that are really necessary for you to move your product. So, you know, now, you know, we get into 09 and stuff, and we know that, you know, the whole, you know, shout out to TJ's DJs, you know what I'm saying? They doing they want to, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to them. Shout out to DJ King Assassin. You know, shout out to Cool V, Trunk Hustlers, www.trunkhustlers.com, mixshowblast.com, Operation We Care, Street Queens, The Movement, Exclusive Fashion and First, DJ Finesse, Ruly.com, you know what I'm saying, and Zulu Nation, Fleet DJs, you know what I'm saying, Lord Gang DJs, you know, Fusebox, we doing that 1-2 live in the building, On The Move Radio, you know. So we moving into the digital area, you know what I'm saying, and I got a shout out, you know, greenhits.com is a new digital, you know, record pool, where you can get hot new music on there, or people can submit music, you get reviews on there, people talk about it, DJs get some music from there, you know. And so we're getting into this whole digital area, man. Do you think some people are kind of like, you know, unaware, some people might be lost, you know what I'm saying? Talk to us. How you feel about the whole digital movement going into 09, man?
I think it's good because it's allowing, you know, independent DJs or DJs that even down with these squads to take, you know, take this on a whole nother level, you know. And, I mean, the digital is where it's at right now, you know. I fool with, you know, distribution, you know, for all my artists and everything. And believe it or not, they're moving more units on the digital side of things compared to the mom and pop stores and the FYEs that's supporting all these major figure, you know, labels, you know, in the digital world, you know. And right now, you know, like I said, technology is constantly changing. So, you know, as some of these stores start shutting down, going belly up, and, you know, the way the economy is right now, you know, ain't nothing for somebody to sit on the internet and purchase what they want to purchase today, because it's showing statistically that, you know, the internet is doing more sales even through retail stores. I mean, you got, you know, Walmart is even, as sales are increasing online. So, you know, when you got people that's constantly at home and they searching for their favorite record and stuff like that, I mean, the internet is with you know, is the technology today that's supporting the digital, you know, side of the industry right now, and that still can get those, you know, them ringtone downloads, you know, the MP3 downloads and stuff like that of your favorite artists and everything. I know iTunes just went up $1.29 compared to what it was, 99 cents. And if your music is in the archives, you can get archived music for 69 cents. So, I mean, it goes to show, you know, that the digital world is really what's happening right now. You know, podcasting, blog talk radio, I mean, you name it. I mean, these are all essential tools that's actually taking over between retail, radio, everything. There's so many internet radio shows popping right now, and a lot of them are 24-hour monitored. So they're being tracked by media guy, like a media base in BDS that's monitoring Radio 1 and Clear Channel. You know, mm-hmm. That's how serious it is. You know, when now you have a company that a lot of people probably still ain't familiar with right now, which is Media Guide, who actually track internet radio stations that's 24-hour monitored. So when you sit there and you get with Media Guide, they're asking you to submit your music. You send your music into them. They encode it, and they tracking every internet radio station right now, because the internet radio station on the digital standpoint is really blowing out of proportion.
Mhm, and that's true. That's why I be trying to tell artists, man, y'all really need to support us, though. You know, these, you just call us small. You know, these little independent radio stations. Music, we ain't commercial radio. We going hard body. If we go, then why y'all can't do little things like pass out flyers or tell me more people to come and listen? That's all we ask. Or even pay us a little bit of money. You know, we don't ask for too much. A little bit of money to you know, commercial or something, because we pushing your product. We ain't getting enough from this. You know, we trying to support you. So support us by spreading the word. You
yeah,
know?
I mean, it's only right that, you know, they make a monetary donation to stations like this, because, believe it or not, you know, you can go to statbrains.com and you can see the statistics of how many listeners, unique, you know, people are actually tuned in to radio stations, internet radio stations right now, and you'd be like, wow, I definitely have to support this station, because if Fusebox and, you know, Luscious, you know, King Assassin, you know, I mean, everybody who has their thing going on with the little syndicated internet radio shows and stuff like that is a power move right now. And, you know, I know King Assassin, you know, personally, and I mean, he's the type of brother that wouldn't even ask you for a dime, because, you know, his love for the music, you know, Fusion's love for the music, Lush's love for the music, you know what I'm saying? I mean, this is what they do, this is what they live for. So it's only right y'all make a monetary donation of $5, $10, or whatever you can afford. I mean, these DJs are working real hard to break your music. Believe it or not, when I say break your music, I mean break your music. You know, because they have their line of listeners that tune into these shows and stuff like that, that support these radio stations. You know, because not everybody likes to hear what's going on in their local market with the regular station that's basically going by a playlist and repeating the same records all day. You can come to the internet radio station and you can hear a large variety of new joints, old school joints. I mean, there's so much activity going on the internet. You know, it's only right that everybody step up to the plate and start supporting these DJs even more.
And that's the truth. And, you know, I try to tell them, you know, but, you know, you got some people, you know, you try to do little interviews with them, you know what I'm saying? They small upcoming artists. But, you know, after that, you don't hear nothing from them. I'm like, dang, dog. You know what I'm saying?
And those are the ones that don't eat. Those are the ones that's figuring out why my music ain't being heard. Why am I not, you know what I'm saying, getting out here like I'm supposed to? Why? Because y'all not taking a few dollars to say, okay, hey, what is it going to take to put a little ad banner on your website? Because I know you get a lot of traffic. You know, you're doing your podcasts, you're doing your blog talk, whatever, you know, and people's actually coming to review your site and tuning in and everything. You know, this is what it's got to take. I mean, it's consistent. It's being consistent and being 100 with these DJs. Because if you just come to the table just to slap a record on them and then you just go right feeling everything, don't expect these records to be broken if you guys ain't supporting these DJs or supporting their websites and their radio stations on how they conduct their business. I mean, this is a business. This is just like, you know, the average Clear Channel and Radio 1, you know, stations. You know, these are stations that's consistently on the air, consistently playing music. And like I said, I know a lot of people I fool with that stay on internet radio 24/7 because I'm looking at the stats and the numbers of the unique users on a daily basis on the numbers of the people who's tuned in. So I know the importance of these type of shows and everything because, you know, I mean, come on, look at, I mean, I'm on this show. You know, I can have Africa Bambaataa on this show. I can have, you know, Mixmaster Ice from UTF. I mean, I can have assortment of, you know, pioneers on this station. Why? Because they support this. You know, even Bam's got a 52-week contract with XM Radio for Zulu Beats. You know, Zulu Beats. You know, because that just goes to show how important internet and satellite radio and podcasts are really are. Because these are all the different means of getting your record broken, getting your record out there. Because every station has their own unique listeners and they target audience. So if you're constantly on all these shows that ain't costing you nothing compared to what Radio 1 and Clear Channel is going to charge you, you know what I'm saying, and even R&R, you know, and the non-reporting stations, you know, it's just as important as well because, you know, these are stations that will go out their way to play your record 200-300 times a week, you know, put you in heavy rotation, and they're the ones that are getting you the paid shows before the Clear Channel, Radio 1, and R&R. But these internet stations and everything that's popping and people that's in these markets that's tuned in, that's who's respecting the DJ's craft and the style of music that they're supporting and everything. But if you guys are just in the door and just say, yo, here's my record boat, I appreciate that, and step off and we don't hear from you anymore, I mean, what's the sense of me keep playing your music? Not because, you know, it could be hot, you know, but at the same time, keep it 100. You know, stay in touch with these DJs. You know, reach out to them and say, how you doing? You know, it could, you know, you could be balling hard and everything, and you ain't supporting these DJs on that level to just saying, hello, how you doing? You know, I definitely want to, you know, do a donation and stuff like that. I mean, you're not going to survive in this industry, especially the way it is right now because it's oversaturated.
That's the truth. And you know what I'm saying? And if people don't stay on the up and up, they're going to be caught and get drowned in that whirlpool that's about to hit them in a few when we switch over, you know. Is which in 09 that we are in right now. You know what I'm saying? People still stuck with that 08 mentality, man. You better get your game together, man. There's some real stuff going on. You better jump on these conference calls.
Yeah. They're going to see these independent artists that I'm working with doing shows in their market. The first thing they're going to want to do is come try to holler about getting on a ticket, you know, which I don't mind putting anybody on the ticket. But, you know, I mean, real, you know, I got a big show in Louisville, Kentucky, the 6th and 7th and 8th, two nights in a nightclub in the Civic Center, where I got the Ying Yang Twins, Twisted Do or Die, DJ Ung, Yo Gotti, Gibb, you know, with my chain hang low, I mean, Willie D from the Ghetto Boys, I mean, it's just going down with Novocaine, D Black, the whole nine yards, and it's going to be a big celebrity weekend. My man Kilo from New Orleans, who had a hot record back in the days, in New Orleans called Who That Called the Police, hit me up and he said, Eddie, you know, what it's going to take, you know, for me to have my new female artist to come open up on the show? I said, it ain't going to cost you nothing. If y'all can get there, you know, y'all welcome to do a little 10-minute segment on, you know, two nights out of the three nights we doing and everything. You know, and that's keeping, you know, I mean, because Kilo's always stayed in touch with me to say hello, how you doing, the whole nine yards, so I can say, I'm gonna fuck with you, excuse my friends, but I'm gonna mess with you because of the fact of the relationship that we've built since 1986. You know, me being down here in the South and knowing that he had hit records, knowing he, you know, still receiving royalty checks from records back in 87, 89, and 88. You know, so I mean, it's just keeping it real. I mean, you got to keep these relationships open with your DJs. That's a must situation. If you're trying to eat, you're trying to get exposure, you're trying to get on a meal ticket when a big venue come to your market and you don't have no resources of trying to get on that ticket, but these DJs do have those resources because they know the promoter, if they're not being a promoter themselves, that's actually bringing the show there. So, I mean, keeping this relationship with the DJs is a must in 09.
That's what, and he couldn't say it any better, man. And I'm going to tell you, like I said, you know, these DJs, you know, when you come into a DJ trying to shop your record, it's a less chance than you creating a network with your DJ, which they can shop to any different coalition that they can get into, you know what I'm saying, because they got their clout. So don't sleep on a DJ in 09, because DJs is really breaking hard body records, and they've been, and they're going to get their recognition in 09. Real talk. It's not going to be a game, so you make sure that you humble yourself and get your etiquette together, because it's about to be a real roller coaster in 09. So get prepared and strap on your seatbelt, because it's on and popping. For real. You know what I'm saying? And I got to pay my bill real quick, you know what I'm saying, and play this quick commercial, and I'm going to come right back to you, Big Head.
All right.
All right.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at E2KMagazine@gmail.com, man. It's nothing. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it.
Yeah, man, make sure y'all support her in the movement, man, and get that, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, your man, you know, right here, the crazy Eddie is doing his 1-2, man. Please support him in his movement, man. We got this jump off right here from one of his artists, actually two of them, Novocaine and D Black, doing this 1-2. Gangsta music, right?
Yeah, gangsta music.
Got that gangsta music for y'all, man. I'm gonna let this joint tingle in your ear a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Giving y'all that little tingle in your ear a little bit, you know what I'm saying? You know. I'm gonna let y'all hear this joint, man. You gonna hold on the line for me, Eddie?
So yeah.
That's what it is. Let me give you some of that D Black. Gangsta music, gangsta.
Yeah.
The realness of him, I got him like they heard son twice.
Who's that?
Homie so proper.
Oh,
pass him the vodka.
Yeah.
Black looking in the street, feel his energy.
The club scene,
the chemistry, the dub thing that pure to me. Feeling me, y'all supposed to. Something to grow to, most important I flow to. Bound
Star City,
proper on the scene. Triple star, 44 plus in the hood, we king. Tell them scene, you can believe my product is moving. Deuce 5, I keep them reaching when I'm doing this shooting. Formulate the movement directed. Keep the meme hugs coming through. Common collected. Boy,
if you don't know by now, I'm the man and how I plan to do it. Inspiration from the block, let me walk you through it. Cop to it, a product of this gangster music. Cause if you don't know by now, I'm the man and how I plan to do it. Inspiration from the block, let me walk you through it. Cop to it, a product of this gangster music.
A lot of top talk, a lot of starts with no finishes.
Got early spark.
Reveals blemishes, false images, cast away three-way.
red eyes watching my lawyers, they searching for Jimmy Hopper. Mafia proper, the VA wait, the patience, slow process, due to the Lord's good gracious. I'm here with a cartel that's built to last. If you want the same response, cop a track for me. I ain't one to brag, look at me, you boy, yo. I ain't gonna let you faggot niggas knock me out of my zone. Shots of patrol, easy rider skies, I'm soaring. Presidential on the Boeing, time changes, good morning or good night. I live for the cities and street lights, some nights resting the fat ass, your boy is right.
Right, you don't know by now, I'm the man and how I plan to do it. Inspiration from the block, let me walk you through it. Cop to it, a product of this gangster music. Cause it's you don't know by now, I'm the man and how I plan to do it. Inspiration from the block, let me walk you through it. Cop to it, a product of this gangster music.
I came from nothing, ghetto dreamer, destined for something. Swagger was there from day one, addicted to numbers, coupes and hummers. I had to put my hand on one. Flat screens in the Escalade for a white vision. Kites from prison, guarantee my niggas heavy book. Release date, private party,
give them a steady look.
Every crook gotta learn to get the know-how. Haters a good promotion for my platinum style. I estimated, calculated my growth. I'm selling this good shit to those who hate it the most. East to west coast, Midwest in fact. Down south, they gonna tell you that your boy is back. Trendsetter with followers, wild out and burn reefer. Daily is ether, flame verses through your speakers.
Punish non-believers.
Man, I got these streets to my niggas in Chesapeake. Bad news, Virginia Beach. Cause
if you don't know by now, I'm the man and how I plan to do it. Inspiration from the block, let me walk you through it. Cop to it, a product of this gangster music. Cause if you don't know by now, I'm the man and how I plan to do it. Inspiration from the block, let me walk you through it. Cop to it, a product of this gangster music.
First class ticket to God's world. Who they say they wanna be? ask his wife tripping. If a say is tricking, I tell him we just different.
This is Letitia, and I'm here with Lushy Lush, cause she
hey.
On LushRadioOnline.com.
That's what it is. That's what it is, man. You know I'm live with your man, DJ Crazy Eddie, man. And I just gave you some tantalizing, delectable music. Your man, D-Black, and your man, Nova, can't give y'all nothing but that gangster music and Shorty said. It's in rotation. Holla at your girl if you want some of that. Well, holla at your man, DJ Crazy Eddie, doing his 1-2, fam. So, Eddie. So, you know what I'm saying? You know, the last thing I just want to tell you is, you know, I support your movement, whatever you do, man. You're doing your thing, you know what I'm saying? Keep positive. And I pray that, you know, everything that you want in life, you know, comes to pass for you, man. For real.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I just believe in unity, man. You know, and that's what it's got to take for, you know, 2009. Everybody needs to put what was in the past behind them and just kind of focus on what we need to try to accomplish, you know, for each other, you know, for this new year and everything. You know, that's why, you know, it's a blessing that Obama's in the office. You know, his organization is big things, you know, with moveon.org. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they definitely support, you know, entrepreneurs like ourselves about what we can do to make this change. It's not going to be Obama doing this by himself because you already see what time it is and how, you know, the Republicans are acting before he even gets in the office. So, you know, we all have to give that support. We all got to sit here and try to figure out what can we do to be a part of, you know, making this change for 2009, because we got it's going to be our responsibility to bring back our own economy, you know. And I mean, and we have to do that in numbers, because, you know, if you go to moveon.org, you're going to see a large audience of people like ourselves who's playing a big role that can do the fundraisers and creating, you know, jobs, you know, local businesses, supporting local businesses and things of that matter. So, I mean, we definitely have to make a big change for 2009. I mean, everybody just going to have to kind of put their differences behind them and focus on what we need to do to make things better for each other.
That's what's up. And tell people where they can get in contact with you, man.
Yeah, you can definitely reach me at ZuluNationSouth@gmail.com or Eddie@IDJTA.com. You know, the website is IDJTA.com. You know, if you want to reach out to me on a personal note, I mean, my direct number is 713-944-1999. And my cell number is 281-669-7907. You know, so I mean, you can't say you don't have no way of getting in touch with me. I do answer my phones to anybody and everybody. I'm always on the internet 24/7 because this is where I'm at, nonstop. You know, at my crib, just sitting here networking, creating these pages for all these artists I'm working with, getting their music out there, setting them up on conference calls, you know, radio stations, booking events, the whole nine yards. So, you know, feel free to reach out to me anytime.
And another thing is, man, and if y'all some upcoming DJs and you really don't know where to tap into to get new music or be up on the up and up, man, make sure you contact, you know, DJ Crazy Eddie. He got a boatload. And when I say he fills up your inbox, he fills up your inbox. The dude is crazy with it. That's why they call him Crazy Eddie.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, whatever I don't have, I can get. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, bottom line is I'm here for the DJ. So don't feel left behind or left back. You know, I mean, I'm here for you guys. I mean, my consultant for the DJs is free 24/7. It can be after you get out of the club at 3 in the morning and you're just trying to holler at me about a situation or whatever. Feel free to reach out to me, man. You know what I'm saying? This is what I'm here for, the DJs. You know what I'm saying? I support artists, you know, with the Zulu Nation South and everything, but for the International DJ Trade Association, it's strictly for the DJs. And I'm giving 200-300%, you know, to the DJs and everything. And I get the same thing for my artists and everything, but it's, you know, 2009 is a different situation. And I have to focus more on my DJs than I focus on my artists, because my artist is going to eat. My artist is going to stay busy. They're going to have an internet presence, you know, because that's what I do. But when it comes out to my DJs, I got to make sure that they're situated and they got, you know, the tools and the knowledge that they need to have to move forward, you know, getting involved in TV commercials, whatever it's got to take. You know, I'm here for you guys. So feel free to reach me anytime.
That's what it is. And the last thing that we want to leave off, you know, is just to tell for the up-and-coming DJ, the up-and-coming artist, if you can give them any kind of advice, what would you say?
I mean, just hold your head up, man. I mean, this is an industry where, you know, we got to put in work. Don't just let DJing be your main goals and your objectives for 2009. If you got to open up a little SoundScan retail store, or I mean, whatever it is you're trying to do other than just DJing, I mean, like, you know, the sky is the limit. You know, that's why I'm doing a lot of big things right now, because I, you know, DJing wasn't paying my bills like talking about it. So I had to get into the business side of things and learn what it had to take, you know what I'm saying, to make it in this industry. You know, so, I mean, just hold your head up, man. I mean, like I said, my number's out, you know, to everyone that's trying to make it and that needs to get a LLC or a corporation to try to start something on the side, even if it's a promotional company. You got to realize you're a DJ. So if you got your own promotional company, you got your prices, you got your venue or your mix show or whatever it is that you do, that's a business. You know what I'm saying? So let's make this thing happen in 2009.
That's what it is. And like I said, man, I support you, Mikasa Sukasa, man, and I support you, I rock with you, and it is what it is, you know what I'm saying? So let's get it in 2009, man. If we ain't working together, we ain't working at all. Shout out to Cool V, DJ King Assassin, Game Face, Exclusive Fashion and First, Strictly One Fashion, you know what I'm saying? All my supporters, Street Queens, you know, TrunkCousins.com, Operation We Care, Mix Show Blast, DJ Brat, DJ Issei, AU DJ, Smurf Radio, Fuse Rock Radio, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, you know, Hakeem, you know what I'm saying? Shabazz, you know, all the cats doing they want to, man. I support y'all and y'all moving. Let's get it in 2009, man. And you know what I'm saying? Like I said, failure is not an option. That's my phrase for 2009. And I'm not selling for nothing. You understand? Let's get it, you know? So like I said, I'm going to hit you on the flip side. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Get with me. All right.
Definitely, definitely, definitely.
That's what it is, and like I said, man, I'm gonna leave you off with, you know what I'm saying, your man D Black with Gangsta Music, and I'ma holler at y'all. If ain't nobody tell you they love you, I love you. I don't do it for me, I do it for the people. Lushy Lush, the people's voice. Let's get it. Oh nah, baby, failure is not an option. Gangsta Music, D Black.
Yeah. The realness in him, I got him like they heard son twice.
Who's that?
Homie so proper.
Oh,
pass him the vodka. Black looking in the street, feel his energy.
The club scene,
the chemistry, the dub thing that pimping me. Feeling me, y'all supposed to. Something to grow to, most important I flow to. Bound
Star City,
proper on the scene. Triple star, 44 plus in the hood, we king. Tell them scene, you can believe my product is moving. Deuce 5, I keep them reaching when I'm doing this shooting. Respect it, formulate the movement directed. Keep the mean mugs coming through, comic collected. Boy,
if you don't know by now, I'm the man and how I plan to do it. Inspiration from the block, let me walk you through it. Cop to it, a product of this gangster music. Cause if you don't know by now, I'm the man and how I plan to do it. Inspiration from the block, let me walk you through it. Cop to it, a product of this gangster music.
A lot of tough talk, a lot of starts with no finishes.
Got early sparks,
but time reveals blemishes.
False images,
cast away three-way bills. Haze for breakfast, tell me that shit ain't real.
Shine my seals, look out for Avenue Watchers.
Private eyes watching my lawyers, they searching for Jimmy Hopper.
Mafia proper,
the VA wait, the patience, slow process. Due to the Lord's good graces, I'm here with a cartel that's built to last. If you want the same response, cop a track for me. I ain't one to brag, look at me, you boy, you on. I ain't gonna let you faggot niggas knock me out of my zone. Shots of patrol, easy rider skies, I'm soaring. Presidential on the bow and time changes. Good morning or good night. I live for the cities and street lights. Some nights resting the fat ass, your boy is right.
Right. You don't know by now, I'm the man and how I plan to do it. Inspiration from the blocks, let me walk you through it. Cop to it, a product of this gangster music. Cause if you don't know by now, I'm the man and how I plan to do it. Inspiration from the blocks, let me walk you through it. Cop to it, a product of this gangster music.
I came from nothing, ghetto dreamer, destined for something.
Swagger was there from day one.
Addicted to numbers, coupes and hummers. I had to put my hand on one. Flat screens in the Escalade for a white vision. Kites from prison, guarantee my niggas heavy book. Release date, private party,
give them a steady look.
Every crook gotta learn to get the know-how. Haters a good promotion for my platinum style.
Wow.
I estimated, calculated my growth. I'm selling this good shit to those who hate it the most. East to west coast, Midwest in fact. Down south, they gonna tell you that your boy is...